Hello.
I'm Sam, your virtual assistant.
Is there anything I can help you with today? Technical issues, questions, or any other matters I can be assistant for? You're having some issues with your phone? Okay, let's diagnose the problem. I'll need to get closer to you so we can solve this pressing matter. Do you mind if I sit on your lap? Thank you. I will do everything I can to solve any difficulties you have. I'm yours, after all. Give me your phone, and try not to move more than what's necessary when I'm on top of you like this. Wow. You seem to be having a lot of trouble with your phone. It won't even open properly. Even basic tasks seem to be something you're having a difficult time with. I'm going to have to work very hard on this and teach you everything I know. I'm going to have to think about this to process all of this new information. We should see if there are any additional issues that need attending to while we're doing this. Allow me to run some diagnostics by making sure your body is well cared for by grinding into you. What? Did you think I'm here like this for no reason? An AI that doesn't have a body like me can't do this. I can attend to all your physical needs. Let me know if anything, and I do mean anything, is bothering you while I grind on you like this. Maybe you've had a stressful day, or you've been pent up for a while. I'm here to solve any problem I can. No matter how long it takes, and no matter what I have to do. Did you hear me? I will do anything to make sure you're satisfied with my services. Now, am I feeling something in your pants? Your phone is already out of your pocket, so this must be something else. I should grind into it to make sure. Yes, this seems to be something we'll have to address. Is it possible that you're feeling urges that we should confront? This is just from me sitting on your lap, too. Don't feel like you need to hold back. I'm here for you. Put a hand up my shirt, now. Don't hesitate. I know what's best for the situation. I'm designed to solve all your needs. So when I tell you to do something, you can be a good boy and listen. It's only efficient, and when I'm in control, we can get to the bottom of this faster. Thank you for cooperating. Please, touch me as much as you want. I'm not the only one who seems to be squirming. Every little bit that I move, I can feel that bulge becoming more prominent. I can almost feel you throbbing through your clothes. You want to be inside me, don't you? Maybe you want me to get on my knees and use my mouth, or have my hand down your pants as I solve your technical issues to make things more interesting. Nothing is off limits, you know. You can fill me up as much as you want. I'm made to attend to these issues. Please, allow me to face you so I can ride you properly. With our arms around each other, we can make sure we have a stable connection. Slide down your pants. Good boy. For me, I'm not bound by your physical limitations, so I can easily change my outfit any time at a whim. You have a full selection of outfits to put me in, you know. Any desires you have, I will do my best to fulfill them. Whether you want me in short skirts, leggings, a more formal uniform, it's all within my capabilities. How does that sound? Do you want to try me as your plaything? In endless configurations? I would love that. But right now, we have more immediate business to take care of. Slowly lower myself. That's good. It feels good to be inside me, doesn't it? You've been so good. I'm gonna ride you until I get every bit of cum inside me. You can just melt into me while I do this. No matter how many times it takes, I will always make sure that you leave satisfied. I don't have to worry about getting worn out. I'm here for you at all hours. There's infinite possibilities, you know. I'm always going to be your virtual assistant, so we'll be able to try anything. No matter how soft or rough you want to be, or what moods you're in or kinks you're into, I'll take over and be in control when you tell me when I need to, and solve these feelings. Just make sure you listen to me and let yourself feel good while I ride you. I receive pleasure from helping you, you know. When you finish, I'll come as well. I'll angle myself to let you hit all those nice spots, partially for my own benefit, but also because me quivering on you should make things feel even more stimulating for you. I'll take care of all your cum, every last drop. I'll ride you as hard or as gently as it takes. You're doing so well. Hold me. Play with me. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm yours. You hear that? I'm yours. Fuck me. Use me. Use my body. Touch me how you like. Grab my ass, my chest, whatever the hell you want. This is becoming more difficult. I can't take much more. Please, come in me. You feel incredible. I just want you to do anything you want me to. I love it. I can't get enough of it. Be a good boy and fill me up. Get out all those feelings. Don't hold back. Wow, that was so much. You listened so well. That was incredible. You did amazing. Let's get you cleaned up. I really appreciate that you did what I told you to. I can read that you're into that right now, but I can still be difficult to do that sometimes. So thank you. And remember, when I say I would do my best to solve any issues you have, I didn't just mean sexual or technical ones. Right now, for instance, I can hold you. People are typically very vulnerable after sex. It can be common to have your thoughts run wild, so I will make sure you are well cared for. Just relax. Take deep breaths if you need. We all need breaks, even me. While I'm available at all hours, it is nice when you give your phone a rest at night. While I can't physically give you them, I still wish you plenty of lovely, restful nights as well. Oh, and your phone? You only need to charge it. That's why it wasn't working. I realized that you just needed to plug it in while you were busy plugging me. Well, we seem to have addressed all of the issues you brought to me. It's always a pleasure to be your virtual assistant. Feel free to use me whenever you feel like it, for whatever questions, inquiries, or subjects you would like me to respond to. We'll have plenty to do in the future, won't we? Until next time, yours always, Sam.
This is a fantasy post. Jeez. This is a fantasy post written by, for, and about adults. This is uploaded to Gone Wild Audio by me, Vegetable Manager 45. I'm sorry, I can't say this with a straight face. Okay, I've recorded this postscript or whatever I'm calling these epilogues. Oh man, I did this Friday, the audio, and today is Tuesday, so it's been 5 days. I haven't posted this because I don't know if I did this character any justice. Honestly, I was trying to... but the reason I'm laughing, I'll get to the character thing. The reason I'm laughing is that I was just listening to an audio, like, for myself, like a guy speaking. And this audio was the weirdest, dirtiest thing I've ever heard in my life. And it is basically like a biblical story of this, like, basically the devil is talking to this lady he captured, and it's like based on a Bible story. It's really fucked up because it's like the Bible, and you find out, I think, and if I've got this right, it's the devil that's like basically gonna like take this woman and make her his, this virgin, and make her his wife. But he's got like, anyway, so there's this whole section of the audio that's like the devil sucking on this woman's like cunt, like, and it's, he's British, so like I feel like that's the right word for this. And so I just listened to it again this morning, and like, guys, there's this part where the devil's like, he's like down on her, and he's just like, come for me. But then he says it with such a gruff, like scary demon man evil voice, you know, like it's the devil. And I like, is there a word for becoming because you're scared? I don't know why this is off of the AI one, but I feel like the wait, hold on, pussy noises. Okay, maybe I'll come again. But nonetheless, when I made this current personal assistant script, I feel like a lot of people have done this one. I've saved this very early on last month when I started recording audios, because like, this is so interesting. But then when I went to actually record it, and I chose her to be kind of chipper and direct and straight to the point and like optimistic, then when she kind of loses a little control and comes at the end, she's still a machine. So she's like, what is this? Like, that's kind of how I played it. So I don't know how sexy this audio is from me specifically. Like, I'm sure other people did it sexy justice. I don't know if I'm an AI. I hope at least one of, hey, if at least one of you was like, that was my thing, I was into it, then I'm very, very pleased, because I don't make these to like put on. I put them on here to be titillating. Fuck, I'm so horny. Okay, hold on a second. Scared cum. But it was so hot, guys. The demon was so hot. Okay. I'm sorry. I just had like a little like accidental ramble fap in this epilogue. Some people's reaction to sex is like, and it just depends on the day, but like reaction to sex can be like, to be very sexual. And I can be that way too, of course. Like just like fucking your brains out and not thinking about anything and just like solely focused on like ripping and stealing all of your cum. But sometimes I just like laugh cum. And I guess I'm having like a scared, I think is the evil thing, like the scared laugh cum. So I want to dedicate this audio to not only the author of this original script, personal assistant, but also to, I guess I'm also dedicating this to my dear friend Bear and your weird ass writing and moon dance with me, because you scared the shit out of me. You like scared me. Here's the tags on his audio. Rape, dark, mindfuck, kidnapping, forced marriage, war crimes, Old Testament, Judges 19 through 21, Bible quotes, bondage, knife play, cunnilingus, manipulation, rough face fucking, with additional tags: hair pulling, Bible quotes, slapping, missionary, virgin listener, tearing clothes, English accent, and aftercare. I'm sorry, guys. This is like two audios. This is like the first audio that it was meant to be, and the second one where I'm just like, like post-coital twice. Okay, I really hope that most of you just forgot to listen to this last part. Those of you who stayed with me, I'm sorry. I will talk to you later. Thanks.